This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Few other places in the country boast as many so-called fast casual restaurants than Colorado. The state is arguably the birthplace of that concept, which falls somewhere between fine dining and fast food. And Colorado's urban centers are quickly building reputations as test markets for new chains. From KUNC, Luke Runyon explains.
In Glendale, Colorado, near Denver, LaQuadra Staples and her husband Jason are checking out a new barbecue joint, a slick, well-lit restaurant called Carve Barbecue.
You know, today we're just out running errands, so we just stopped in for a nice lunch.
Carve bills itself as fast, casual barbecue. It's quick, with brisket and sweet potatoes arranged on butcher paper and pushed down an assembly line. Meals run $9 or $10. The Staples want something a step above what you'd get at a drive-thru window, but don't want to fuss with a server or a long wait time.
I usually do like the whole fast, casual thing, like when I'm at work, I'm on lunch break, because they're quick, and the food's usually a couple of notches up from fast food, so...
Traditional sit-down restaurants struggled after the recession. So did fast food. But during the same time, the market research company NPD Group found fast casuals grew.
So they're looking for basically a full-service quality product in a McDonald's, you know, style efficiency.
That's Mitch Roth, the CEO of Southern Concepts, the restaurant group that owns Carve. Because diners in the state first gave approval to chains like Qdoba Mexican Grill and Noodles & Company, Roth says other restaurateurs see Colorado as a place to launch a new concept.
I think with the number of young people that are moving to Denver, the active lifestyle in Denver, it promotes or it encourages restaurateurs to operate a certain way.
And it does get difficult as you get bigger, and I think a lot of fast casuals are running into that.
Dan Long co-founded the salad chain Mad Greens. Some of his peers have run into food safety and sourcing problems as they've scaled up. Even with the high concentrations of chains in big cities and shopping centers, he says consumers are still willing to pay for it.
I don't think people are suddenly going to stop eating out and figure out that they should be cooking at home or start teaching themselves how to cook.
And that's a larger cultural phenomenon that the fast casual boom is more than happy to capitalize on. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Luke Runyon for Marketplace.
And a word about that industry term fast casual there. If you think about it, the phrase makes little sense. Regular fast food places are already casual. No one ever got kicked out of a McDonald's for wearing a T-shirt. May I offer the restaurant industry this term instead? Fast fancier, or SMIQE maybe? Slightly more interesting and quick enough? Tweet your better descriptions at Marketplace if you want.